Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, we are excited around here as we continue to celebrate our 100th episode this week. How are we celebrating? Well, we have some great surprises in store on this show. And for all our listeners, if you head over to stewardship.com and sign up for our newsletter, we're going to give you the first lesson of Financial Peace University for free. This is the lesson that gives the kick in the pants that we all need or have needed in the past. So if you know someone who needs that kick in the pants, head over to stewardship.com and that's stewardship.com and click on Chris Recommends. Well, we are taking your calls about money and taking your calls about life. So give us a ring at 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. Or Chris Brown on air at stewardship.com. We're taking your emails at Chris Brown on air at stewardship.com. Our first call today comes in from Philadelphia. This is Karen. Karen, how are you?
Just fine. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm honored. How can I serve you?
I have a situation with an adult married daughter and her husband. They're two of a kind and they cannot manage money. Where does a parent stop feeling guilty, and how can you help if they won't accept it?
Well, what kind of crazy stuff are they doing?
Well, they had a house and they lost it. They had a trailer, they lost it. And right now they're living in a family member's house that I need to ask them to leave. I've asked them, they have to get out. They're not paying rent or anything.
Yeah.
And they don't save a dime. And I don't feel by helping them, they want me to sign a loan for them.
No.
And or just flat out give them money to get a trailer. And I feel bad now because I'm telling them they have to leave, but they have nowhere to go.
Karen, how old are they?
He's 50 and she's 47.
So they've lived long enough. They should know better than all this. Have they been? Has anyone been enabling them all this time, or they've just been fortunate?
My mother passed away 2 years ago, and now it's turning to me because I always believed unless they changed their ways, you're dumping money into a hole.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't give up on them as a person, but you do stop sending them money. That's for sure. So, do they want help? I mean, are they coachable?
Not from us, not from me anymore, because I keep going down and saying you have to prove to me you have changed. You have to keep a budget. You have to show me where your money's going.
Yeah.
So now they look at me as the bad guy.
Oh, that's usually the way it works. That's the way it worked with some situations in my family as well. Is this an income problem or a spending problem?
Oh, definitely spending.
What's the income?
Every dime that comes in goes out.
What is the income?
Well, my daughter's on disability, and he has a part-time job because he can't get a job because of, I don't know why, but it's a fairly good job. So I'm figuring between them, maybe say $3,000.
Are there any kids?
No.
Okay.
No.
So do you think that there's any kind of depression involved with the disability or any kind of, is that causing some of the lack of motivation?
Yes, most definitely. Yes, for my daughter, yes, but my son-in-law does not have any ambition. He has the one job, and that's the only job he'll get. I've tried to encourage him, but that's not the point. The point is you have to stop spending.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's deeper than that, and I think the reason why you're hitting a brick wall is because I was going to use the word attacking, but I think that's a little rough. I think you're addressing the action and you're not addressing the belief system. There's a belief system that's behind all of that. That's just a deeper issue. And the bottom line is, based on what you've told me, is they've lost all sight of what could be. They've lost all hope, and that's not a good place to be. They're drowning in discouragement. So they're living in the here and now, and the spending is just their coping mechanism. It's whatever's going to give them – it's kind of like a drug user, where that next purchase is your little bit of a high to encourage you for the day. And that's kind of what it is. It's what can stimulate a little bit of happiness that particular day, and it's not abnormal at all. I think what they need is a third-party voice. First of all, they need some kind of vision for their future. And that's going to obviously come from a third-party voice, not from you, only because there's too much tension involved in that relationship right now. So I think here's what I would do. You know, I talk about Financial Peace University on this show a lot because, first of all, it changed a big part of that changed my life and the trajectory of my life. And as a result, my family tree and millions of other people that are in the same exact boat that they are. Well, I would like if they have some kind of birthday or some kind of holiday where you can bless them. I want to give you Financial Peace University so that you can give it to them.
Okay.
If they were to, do you think they'll sit down and they'll take it together?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, anything you know that I say, they don't want to hear.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if for one time only, maybe you can bless them monetarily, almost bribe them. Hey, listen, I'll give you $100 if you go through this class. Or I'll give you $50 if you go through the first class. Maybe it's just enough to get them moving a little bit. But really what you need is, whether it's Financial Peace University or a counselor or a pastor or some kind of someone needs to come in as a third party voice and say, hey, listen, what do you guys want? What do you want 5 years from now? What do you want 3 years from now? And you need to think, they need to think further down the road. Where does this road take them? So someone's got to do that, and it can't be you, but someone's got to do that and say, this trajectory, where does it put you 10 years from now? If you can start managing every month well, then 10 years from now looks dramatically different than the way you're going now.
How do I find that person?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to go to my pastor because, you know, she feels he would be swayed.
Right,
you know,
right. Well,
my way.
Yeah, ask her who she respects, who she admires, and kind of go from there. On a local level, obviously she's going to pull out some big national figures, but maybe it's some local folks that she admires and respects and start that way. Some people that are maybe in the next step above her. Try not to go to somebody who's like 10 steps above her financially. It's that person who's just reachable because right now she has no hope. We need somebody that's close enough to the next level, and I'm not talking about level of value as a person. I'm talking about next level of security, the next level of responsibility, the next level of behaving maturely as an adult. So that's it. Third party voice, and I'd love to give you this Financial Peace University, and I'll trust you on the timing when you give it to them, when they'll actually do it. But don't waste it because it's a tremendous resource. And we'd love to give it to, at least give it to somebody who could use it.
Oh, I definitely would. I would definitely maybe find somebody that might even go through it with them.
Okay. Well, we're going to
help them with it.
We're going to hook you up with it. So I'm going to hang up and just a second.
Can I ask you one real quick question?
Sure.
I am so heartsick because she's living in the family's house.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman's in the nursing home. And I'm responsible, and I need her to leave.
Whose family's house? Your house?
No, it's a cousin that we're power of attorney with, and she's in a nursing home. And now, when my daughter lost her house, I didn't want her out on the street, so I said, well, you can live here until you get another place. Well, that's been a year and a half, and now I've got somebody that wants to buy the house.
Right.
And that'll take pressure off of me.
How much?
Get rid of the house, but I can't throw my daughter out.
Yeah, Karen, here's the deal. How much do you think they could save in 30 days? What's possible? What could they save?
$2,000.
Good, $2,000. So I would give them 30 days, or maybe it's 45, or maybe it's 60 days, where they can pay for first and last month's rent somewhere. is you're giving them a raise. Now, when you go to kick them out, if they don't perform, I want you to hear me loud and clear. It's not you kicking them out. You gave them a very gracious time period. And then you gave them an extended gracious period. And here's what happens. If you're, when they leave and they don't perform, they don't find this $4,000, they don't go secure an apartment, they kick themselves out. You cannot own that. They decide, they made a decision that those cups of coffee and those trips to the convenience store and those trips to fast food were more important than them having security and a place to live. You cannot own that. Okay, so give them one more grace period, give them time to save money, and then they're done. It's the best thing. The best way you can love them is to give them a good deadline.
I did. I gave them the end of this month, and now I'm heartsick because they haven't done anything.
Yeah, I completely understand what you're dealing with. I mean, I completely understand it. I had to do this with my own mom. Very, very difficult. And so I just can't tell you how much they're going to grow when the rubber hits the road. Right now, you are, whether you like it or not, you're not loving them the best. You're enabling them. If they were 20 and 22 and they had very little experience, they're 50 and 47. They're hanging out with people who live in their own homes. They know what they're doing. And what they're doing, in a sense, is just milking off of you because they can. And I'm telling you, the best thing you can do for them is to allow them to leave. And you deep down have got to know that you're loving them well. And do not feel guilty about it.
Even though they have no place, they're going to have to get in their car and drive away, and that's all they have.
Well, I think one thing you can do for them is give them a list of phone numbers that of shelters they can go to. They need to sleep in a shelter a few nights. And I love the fact that there's no kids involved, because this makes this even easier. They need to sleep in a shelter. They need to sleep in the backseat of a car. I've slept in the backseat of a car. I lived, and they'll live too. And you need, the best way you can love them is be hard on them. You love the mess.
Okay.
Hey, listen, love them, be kind to them, be polite to them, but you're still drawing the line. The best thing you can do for them is to allow them to sleep in a shelter for a few nights.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
All right, Karen, let me pray for you real fast, okay?
Yeah.
God, thank you for Karen. Thank you for her, the love that she's showing towards her family. I pray, God, that you give her boldness, you give her clarity. God, that you would just have your presence be all over her, so she knows that she knows that she knows that she's doing the right thing. God, sometimes, God, what we think is the best way to show love is not the best way to show love. God, we know that to be kind is to be clear, and to be clear is to be kind. She needs to go speak clearly with them and give them clear expectations and just be nice and kind and give them verses and pray over them. But God, I pray that you give her boldness to do that. Very difficult to do as a mom. I pray, God, that you put amazing people around her to give her the strength to do this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much.
All right, Karen, we're going to give you that free Financial Peace University, okay? Just stay on the line. Well, of course, we've told you several times, you can email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Again, that's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. This email comes in from Lisa. Says, hey, Chris, thank you for your show. I learned so much by listening and also am edified by the Word of God, which you quote frequently. I'm stuck for 2 more years in a leased vehicle, and the monthly payments are killing me. Are there any options for me to turn the car in early? Thank you for your advice. Well, folks, I don't know if you have a lease out there. There's a lot of very quote-unquote sophisticated people that say leasing a car is a good decision, and it is not. It is the most expensive way to operate a vehicle. And Lisa, the only way out really is to go ask them what the early buyout is, which is usually a little less than the residual value that you can buy the car at the end of the contract, that residual value that they put it on there, and the remaining payments. So if you add all that up together, it's usually a little less than that, because obviously you're saving yourself the interest payments over the life of the contract. Then I would sell private party and get out a small loan for the difference. So just go down to your local bank. So let's say that you're going to sell it for $15,000, and you need about a $3,000 loan for the difference. And when you go take that, and maybe you owe $18 total to the lease company or the dealership, then they'll release the title. So the bottom line is you're just upside down on the car. And that's the way it is with car loans as well. But this is actually worse because it's not something you actually own. It's something that you're going to have to give back at the end. So that's what, the only way out. And you're stuck. And this, folks, that's why we don't lease cars. No offense, Lisa, millions and millions of people are leasing cars and it is not wise. So if you're thinking about it, folks, and you're on the fence, please do not lease a car. It is the most expensive way to operate a vehicle. And the most successful people financially do not lease their cars, regardless of what they tell you. They don't. The most successful people do not. They pay cash. Well, as parents, it can be tough to talk to your kids about money. Maybe you feel worried because your teenager will be leaving for college soon. Maybe you feel unprepared because you're not a money expert. Maybe you feel like you don't know where to start. Smart Money, Smart Kids shows you how to use teachable moments to help your kids learn how to spend, how to save, how to give, how to be content, and even prepare for college expenses. Co-taught by financial expert Dave Ramsey and his daughter Rachel Cruz, you'll be led through 6 practical lessons that will show you how to teach your kids to handle money God's way. The best part is you can take Smart Money, Smart Kids in a class or as a self-study at your own pace. And check this out. We're going to offer Smart Money, Smart Kids for $59. That is a tremendous deal. $59 because this is our 100th episode week. And so we want to offer that to you. So take advantage of that. Again, stewardship.com. Click on Chris Recommends and you'll find all the information you need to start Smart Money, Smart Kids today. Or give us a call at 866-357-3283 to find out more. Again, that's 866-357-3283.
Thank you for being with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you have a question for Chris, email him at chrisonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
From San Diego, California, this is Leanne. Leanne, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Chris, how are you?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I serve you?
I recently lost my job after 25 years, and I am contemplating buying a swimming pool route, pool service and repair, as to kind of give me something to do on the side as opposed to looking for a new job. I'm 61 years old. And my question to you is, my thought was to apply for a home equity line of credit in order to obtain the possibly $30,000 to $40,000. But I also have a rental duplex that's paid off, so I don't have a mortgage on it, and it is it worth approximately $250,000. So my other thought was, do I sell that in order to get the money for the pool route? Do I go the line of credit route? I don't have any other debt, and I really don't want to incur a whole lot of debt at this point in my life, so I'm kind of in a quandary.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't take the equity line route. How much did you pay for that rental house?
I paid $140,000.
Okay. Well, that's beautiful, $140,000 to $250,000.
Yes.
Good job.
It's only been 5 or 6 years, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's amazing. That means you bought at the right time. Beautiful. I love it when a plan comes together. I like you, you know, if you really feel passionate about this business, you feel like it's not too saturated. Obviously, San Diego is a good place for pools, but there's not too many businesses out there, and you still have the energy to be able to put into it, to put yourself in a good spot in the market. I like selling the rental. All you're really doing, you're not borrowing, you're just transferring an investment. So you're transferring it from being wrapped up in a property to wrapping it up in a business that can create revenue. So I like that. And if you don't owe any money on this business, the chances of you operating in the black and not the red is pretty good, because you won't have the major expense that most businesses have, and that is debt service. So I like it. I mean, I like selling the rental, and I like it because you're getting a bunch of profit out of it. The biggest part in your investing, because this business is an investment, that's what it is just to make sure you stay diversified, that your whole portfolio is not wrapped up in this business, that you spread it out. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 11:2, divide your portion to 7 or even to 8, for you do not know what misfortune may occur on this earth. So when you have this, you know, cash, you want to make sure you diversify it. Don't put it all into this business. You want to make sure you diversify
okay.
it. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Now, listen, you're calling from San Diego. We have an event in Phoenix, which I think, if my math is right, it's about 350 miles away or so.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So you're looking at maybe a 5 or 6 hour drive. I've got some smart tickets. We have an event coming up called the Smart Conference that talks all about these kind of questions. I don't know if you're in for a 4 or 5 hour drive, but maybe 6 hour drive, but we're going to be in Phoenix and I want to give some tickets away, and it's our week of our 100th episode. So I want to give you something. So I can either give you smart tickets for you and one other person to go to the smart event where I'll be speaking, Dave Ramsey will be speaking, Dr. Meg Meeker, Dr. Les Parrott, Chris Hogan, Rachel Cruz, Christy Wright, Dr. Henry Cloud, who's a California guy. He'll be out there and we'll all be speaking together, talking about how to live this life smart. Or I want to give you the Entree Leadership book, which you're going to need purchasing this new business. And so I want to give you one of those two things, and I want to make sure that you know about our ELPs. When you go to sell that house, make sure that you contact our ELPs at stewardship.com. They're endorsed local providers, and they are the best. So you want to make sure you talk with one of them. But which one of these things am I going to give you?
Okay. I think the book would be wonderful right now.
Okay. All right. So we're going to give you the Entree Leadership book, which is written by Dave Ramsey, and it's the way that we do business here, and it's working tremendously, and hopefully it'll be a resource and a blessing to you. I'm going to hang up in just a minute, and Amanda, our associate producer, is going to pick up. We're going to get your address, and we're going to mail you a free book.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Chris, for your advice.
All right. Thank you, Leanne. All right. Well, that was a good call from Leanne. We don't want to go into debt ever for a new business. You know, that's just not what we want to do. So I'm glad she asked the question. And it's good that she was in a financial position where she can cash out some other investments so that she can pour into this one. So I love that.
Sorry to interrupt. Hey, Chris, it's producer Bob. Sorry to interrupt you. I don't normally do this, but you have a call on line 3 that you have to pick up. Is that cool?
Yeah, folks, this is Bob, our producer. You're saying there's somebody on the line?
Line 3.
Okay. Hello, this is Chris Brown.
Hey, Chris Brown, Craig Rochelle here.
Well, hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hi, man.
Who's behind all this?
I don't know, man. I just, somebody thought it was a big day. I wanted to call and congratulate you on 100 episodes.
I feel very, very honored. Oh, my goodness. You seriously just made my day.
I called to ask you to go for lunch, but
listen, if you were for real about that, I would buy a stinking ticket. Yeah, I would be out there. That is so cool. And you're a very encouraging man, and I really appreciate you.
Well, hey, I appreciate your contribution to the kingdom. You've got, you're such a positive influence, and I know all of my pastor buddies were grateful for you, and so I just want to take a minute to tell you that, and super proud of what you're doing. 100 down and thousands to go.
Yes, that's a little bit overwhelming, but we're taking it a day at a time. You have definitely modeled perseverance and excellence in ministry, and you are one of those guys that I've got right there that I'm watching, and no pressure, but I've been watching you for a decade, and you've really been inspiring, you and Amy.
Well, thanks so much. We appreciate your whole organization, what you guys stand for, and it's always fun to partner with you and cheer you on.
Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate the call.
Hey, happy 100.
Thank you so much.
Okay, see you, Chris.
All right, bye-bye. Can't believe they had Pastor Craig Rochelle from Life Church in Oklahoma City call in and bless me like that. That was huge, and we're so thankful that you are tuning in. Folks, remember, sign up for the newsletter, and we're going to give you Financial Peace University, the first lesson at least, for free. And we send a newsletter typically when we're giving stuff away. So even if you already have the first lesson of Financial Peace University, give it to a friend who desperately needs it. Well, that's it for today, folks. Thank you for tuning in during this fun giveaway week as we celebrate 100 episodes already. Until next time, let's continue to manage His blessings His way and for His glory. God bless you.